Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the show where we bring you the very best in superhero and pop culture entertainment. My name is Amy, and with me today, as always, is my lovely Rachel.
Hello!
It's so good to be back.
I'm so freaking excited. It's fangirling vibes. It's amazing.
We're here. We're ready. It's been so long.
We've kicked the boys out. We said, shut up, Cade. Shut up, Troy.
Let the women speak. And, of course, we've picked a fabulous topic to bring ourselves back into the fold, haven't we?
Yes, we have, because yesterday was Father's Day.
Father's Day. Hello and hi to all the wonderful fathers out there, kid fathers, dog fathers, whatever you are.
Yeah, and as we also like to call them, daddies.
Daddies, hey.
Daddies. I love a dad bod.
Me too. Dad bods, look, dad bods are legit bods, right?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. You know, like, I love me a chiseled beast of a man.
Yeah.
But I love a soft little dad bod too. Oh. Bless them.
We love every size, shape and colour.
Just bring me men.
That's men and wine. Men, wine, and garlic bread really is all I need in my life.
Yeah. For me, you could replace garlic bread with possibly chocolate or ice cream.
Yeah, okay. Sausage rolls would also be right up there for me.
Ooh, pizza.
We could just talk for hours on this topic.
Men, wine, and food.
Yeah, brilliant. It's
what life is about.
That's it. So just to clarify for all of you playing at home, we are talking super daddies this week.
Super daddies. And when we say super daddies, we don't mean super fathers. We mean daddies.
We mean daddies. So we mean those superheroes out there that when they show up on the screen, they make you go, ooh, daddy, like that.
Yes, daddy, please.
I've never used that phrase before in my life, but I feel like we're going to use it a lot tonight.
Yep. Probably I also never use it in seriousness.
No.
Because it weirds me out.
It is very weird. I don't know why people think, you know, you're saying daddy is cool. I don't really get it, but whatever.
I don't either. I still call my own father daddy. So it kind of, like, it freaks me out. Like, I, whenever he picks up the phone, he goes, hello. And I, daddy. So it's strange to me.
Yeah. So just, yeah, to clarify, we're not talking about your normal dads here. We're talking about hot superheroes.
Hot superheroes, you want them to smack your ass and you call them daddy in return.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, we've got a list.
Anyway.
We've got a list.
Rachel, tone
anyway,
it down.
We are off to a cracking start. We each have a list of a couple of super daddies we've gathered, shall we say?
Yeah.
Yours is probably much more prepared than mine, but.
No, listen, I compiled this list in a doctor's waiting room. So, and I was so scared that the people were like, because I just had like my internet, you know, my phone screen was just filled with shirtless dudes.
I mean. You know? Nobody could really blame you for that.
But who's looking over my shoulder and going, the fuck, this chick sitting in the doctor's office is just looking
She's an absolute
snacks.
Vibe is what they were saying.
She's looking at snacks.
Snacks. They love snacks.
They're not snacks. They're the whole damn meal. That's why
the
they're
whole
daddy.
Dang meal. In Lizzo's words, they are the whole dang meal.
Yeah, I love that song.
Me too. I love Lizzo. She would be on my list if she was allowed. Anyway.
So I guess we're going to run this how we normally do. We'll go back and forth. Banter will ensue. We'll have a good time and then we'll get out of here.
I love that.
Excellent.
I love that. Now, listen, we are, look, if you've noticed that the sound quality isn't what
yes.
the men produce out there, that's because, number one, they have really super fancy, geeky sounds that we can't afford. And also, we're recording remotely. So
yes, we are. And that is my bad. I will put my hand up right now and say my life is in shambles. And I made Rachel last second learn how to use a online recording platform. So here we are.
Ta-da! And wonderful. Hooray for us.
Look, it's the content, right?
It's the content. It's the content that people want.
That's right. So, yes, apologies for the probably poor quality, but whatever, you're stuck with it now. So get ready for some super daddies.
Get ready for super daddies. Now, listen, I really feel like that we should start with the number one super daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're going to agree on the number one super daddy. My number one super daddy?
Yep.
Henry Cavill.
Oh, my God.
Superman.
I have missed this. That man is, he is the whole damn meal. He is number one on my list also. I just can't even deal.
I can't even stand the fact that the guy is a straight up geek.
I know. He's just fucking adorable. He's
such a geek. And I love it because I love me a geek. And it's like, I actually don't think that it's fair on any man in the world that Henry Cavill even exists.
I know. Also, have you followed his Instagram?
Yeah, of course
have I have. Have you followed his?
Please.
Have you seen his dog? Of course, that's a dumb question, Amy.
Yeah.
Have you seen his dog? Yes. He loves his dog. He's got a great rig. He's a geek. He's an awesome human being. He is super daddy glory.
Super daddy glory.
I fucking love him. Also, I mean, he's very... So, yes, obviously he plays Superman and I love him in that. He's also, you know, in The Witcher and ruggedly handsome in that. I just love that we get a bit of both of Henry, really.
Yeah, we get a little – and, you know, he's got the longer hair.
Oh, yes.
But his person – so it's like you would expect somebody with long hair to be maybe a little softer. But it's actually Clark Kent who's a little bit softer and Geralt is really like, you know – he just says fuck all the time.
Yeah.
And he just grunts and says fuck. And I love it.
He's a man of few words, yes.
Ooh, child.
Yeah, I am 100% agreeing with you there. Henry Cavill was absolutely number one on my list of super daddies.
Yeah.
It feels good to be back.
Yes. Yes, the thirst is so strong with Henry Cavill.
Yeah, the thirst is strong. The thirst for you especially because you have a lovely glass of wine next to you.
Yeah, I do. I do. Mm. I have a lovely glass of wine next to me.
Yes.
And in my arms.
I didn't think far enough ahead. All right, Henry Cavill coming in at number one, super daddy. 100% agree. Shall I give you my number two?
Yes. Please do not give me your poop, but give me your number two.
I'm never good at counting in lists, can we just say? Like, I feel like I fuck it up every time. So, sorry, not sorry. Anyway, super daddy number two for me, Michael B. Jordan.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Is he super?
He's super. So he was the Human Torch in Fantastic Four.
Oh, of course he was. Oh, so my God. Silly me. How dare I? Because I went straight to Killmonger and I was like, well, hang on a minute, Amy.
Let me school you here, my
hang
friend.
Hang on a second.
A hot minute.
But
because I did the same thing. I was like, damn, he'd be great on a super daddy's list. And I'm like, he's not super. He's kind of just a villain that everybody kind of can get behind.
Yeah.
And then I was like, fuck off. No, he is. He was Human Torch. I mean, that movie, terrible. Michael B. Jordan, wonderful.
Wonderful.
So he makes always the list for wonderful. Me because he is an attractive human being.
He is so – I don't understand his – good. If somebody asked me, what exactly is it that's attractive about Michael B. Jordan? I would just pull up a picture and gesture.
Yes.
Because I can't explain it. He just is.
Exactly.
Just look at it.
Exactly. I don't know. In every interview I've seen with him, I feel like he's a man of very little words as well in those interviews. Yeah. And I don't know if that's another element for me. I'm like, ooh, the strong, quiet type.
He's a little bit mysterious. Doesn't give too much away and you want to get to know him.
No, that's exactly right.
So I would 100% bring him home to my parents.
I'd just bring him home.
You'd bring him home and get behind him.
I'd bring him home and make him make me dinner. But there you go, Michael B. Jordan for me. What a man.
Oh, what a man. So listen, look, we cannot – Michael B. Jordan was not on my list.
Okay.
Because
I'm glad we've got some diversity.
I forgot about Human Torch, you know. I forgot about that. But who I did have on my list, America's Ass.
America's Ass, Chris Evans.
Chris Evans, Captain America.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. He is a man. He is a daddy that I want to actually father my children. He's such a fun, goofy uncle type that I feel like if he had children of his own, he would be such a fantastic dad.
I agree.
And he's super hot.
He's really hot. He is really the whole package. Like, he is Captain America, right? Chris Evans is Captain America.
You can't, and I'm sorry to you, Mr. Oh, shit.
Who?
Falcon. What's his name?
Anthony Mackie.
Thank you, because my brain kept saying Sam Wilson, Sam Wilson, Sam Wilson. I'm like, fuck, what's his actual name? Anyway, Anthony Mackie, I'm sorry. Chris Evans is Captain America.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
He really is. It's just that he's just been Captain America for so long, and he is just that person, right?
He is. He is. And he's just like, look, the hair. Even when he was rugged and he was kind of the nomad type of.
I preferred that look, I think, for me personally.
Me too, because it was like, take your clean cut little American dream boy and rub a little stink on him.
Yes. I also love my beard, so I can't go wrong there.
A little bit of facial hair doesn't ever go astray.
Absolutely not.
It doesn't. Men, take note.
Yeah. Please grow a beard.
Get a little smattering of something going on your face, so long as it's not bum fluff, because we don't.
Yeah, want that. We
no
can't deal with that.
No peach fuzz. No bum fluff. No. Get a gristle going.
A gristle. That's a good way to describe it.
Thanks.
But you've also got to, you know, manscape it as well. So we can't just have these big old yangly beards.
You can't have these long, like, the ones that you can just plait and they turn into a point. No. We don't want
We don't want a dwarf beard. We don't want like Gimli's beard.
No. We don't want like a Merlin situation.
No.
We just want like these trimmed, manly little bristles of love.
Yes, we do. Is that so much to ask, honestly?
I'm just saying.
All right, I love that one. America's Ass is definitely right up there. Next for me, who we haven't already spoken about, is going to be none other than the almighty Thor himself, Chris Hemsworth.
You know, every time I think of Thor, I just want to grab a big
hammer.
I want to grab like a big beer stein and smash it on the floor and say, another, because I just want more of him. In the world. The other Hemsworth brothers, they're okay. right?
Yeah, they are.
Chris is the superior brother.
He Chris is. They just need to accept it.
And he's a great fucking dad too.
Yeah.
He did. I saw this interview with Chris Hemsworth, and he was talking about how his daughter got super jealous of her brothers, mm-hmm. and she was like, "I want a penis."
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, "You know what? You can be whatever you want to be, because why are you going to argue with a 3-year-old?
Absolutely not.
It's some fights are worth having, some fights are not worth having, and I like that about Thor. I like that about Chris Hemsworth. I like everything about him. I like him with long hair. I like him with short hair. I like him with 2 eyes. I like him with 1 eye.
I like him with abs. I like him with a gut.
You know what? When he's yelling and he's covered in Dorito dust and he's yelling at Noob Master 69, that's possibly my favorite Thor.
Yes. Yeah,
that's not true. My favorite Thor is the one that's like, yes, he's a friend from work.
Yes, in Ragnarok, I will agree.
Ragnarok
with you right
Thor
there.
Is my like Ragnarok's not my favorite movie, but that's my favorite Thor.
Though I liked Ragnarok, I'll agree it's not my favorite movie, but I liked it. Like I'll still turn it on and watch it. I feel like I've said
definitely.
This before.
Yeah,
but. It's a vibe. So there you go, Chris Hemsworth from me. But before we go on to your next super daddy on your list, let's take a break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, and we're back. Over to you, my friend. Who is your next super daddy?
Look, I would be remiss if I didn't mention... This bloke and this guy gets on Troy's nerves so much, not because he doesn't like the character or the actor. It's simply because I will not stop calling him what I call him.
Right.
It's Buck Daddy.
Buck Daddy.
Daddy Buck. Oh, my God. Sebastian Stan.
Sebastian Stan?
Ooh, you looking Ooh. Good.
Ooh, Lord.
Sebastian Stan, oh my lord, Bucky Buck.
He is an attractive man. He
stop
is.
The world. I want to get off. And I also want to leave.
With him in tow.
With him in my pants.
In your pants.
Not in my pocket. In my pants, Amy.
Right. Okay. Sorry. My bad. That was my
he
bad.
Is very attractive.
He is.
He's so broody, and I just can't.
He's rugged, right? Like, I find him quite ruggedly handsome, Sebastian Stan.
I don't – listen, I'm not a fan of the long-haired Bucky.
No, I like short-haired Bucky. Short-haired
it has
Bucky
to
me.
Be short-haired Bucky. There's a thing with women, and they're like, ooh, a man with, like, long, greasy hair. And I'm like, no, I want to take him to a hairdresser – and be like, girl, cut it off.
Get rid of it.
Wash it.
Yes,
wash
thoroughly.
It. Pull a volume in there.
I mean, I'm not opposed to a man bun, but you need to wash your hair, gentlemen. Like,
you need to wash
greasy hair is not a vibe. This is why we use so much dry shampoo.
Like, I don't care that you're, like, under Russian freaking spy influence or whatever. Okay, yeah. I don't care. Wash your hair.
Yeah, I don't care. Wash your hair. It's a great slogan.
I don't care. Wash your hair.
Yeah, it's a good one. Sebastian Stan. I didn't even put him on my list, and now I'm mad at myself.
No, you should have. And listen, again, one arm, I'll take it. It's fine.
Yeah. Whatever form he comes in, as long as his hair is washed, I will have it.
As long as his hair is washed. And he just, you know, and he broods a little bit beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Broody.
There's something about a broody man that makes you kind of want to, like, because I'm a naturally kind of cheerful person.
Yes, you are.
I see a broody man and I'm like, I got to make this bitch smile and then I'm going to take him to bed.
Yes. Excellent.
Yes,
and I feel
ma'am.
Like it would play out well. Yes, ma'am.
It does, and it has historically, and it always will.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Love that. Love that for you. I'm going to go a little bit left of field here with my next super daddy because it feels weird to call him a super daddy because he is only 25.
Oh, I feel like this is one of my honorable mentions.
Great. We all know that I love this man, right? I think he's very attractive.
I'm very scared.
I'm definitely older than him. However, he's on my super daddy list, and that is Tom Holland, Spider-Man. He is on there. That man is a babe. I'm going to say it, and I've said it before. I find him very attractive. He's kind of got the Harry Styles vibe. Like, I think Harry Styles is a very attractive man.
Look, how For old some is reason, Harry also, Styles? Do we know?
I feel like Harry Styles is about the same age, like the 25. I'll quickly Google how old Harry Styles is. Harry Styles is 27. Tom Holland is 25.
Okay.
And I am 30.
You know what? It's okay. It's all right, Amy. Mm. We don't need to hold an intervention just yet.
Not yet.
You know, because 25 is older is old enough to be daddy.
True. It is true. You can be a daddy at any age, really.
To a 14-year-old, 25 is daddy.
Mm, yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't condone it.
No.
I don't condone it. Look, my notes say, honorable mention to Tom Holland.
Mm-hmm.
He's not traditionally hot to me.
Mm. No, there's just something about him.
Far too young to be daddy, but he's daddy material.
Yes, great. And that in there lies, whatever that's saying.
Because
yes.
you know that in 10 years, that guy's going to be daddy.
Yeah.
You know?
And look. I'm not opposed. Like some of my friends, they are married to much younger men than them. You know, 4 years, I think, one of my friends is to her husband. But
I'm 5 years older than my husband.
Yes, queen. That could be me and Tom Holland.
That could be you and Tom Holland. My darling husband was a daddy at age 21.
There you go. And all the stars aligned and the universe makes sense. Tom Holland
daddy.
Is fucking on the super daddy's list.
Daddy. The most attractive Tom Holland to me, as weird as this sounds, is Lip Sync Battle Umbrella Tom Holland.
I am astounded that that's where we went there. But, yeah, you're right.
You know what?
He's a great dancer.
I saw him do that and I was like, why?
Why am I aroused?
Why am I aroused by this? But every time I see it, I'm like, this guy's fucking hot. I don't know what it is about that clip. I don't know what it is.
But it gets you every time.
Every single time, girl.
That is one of the best lip sync battles ever, may I just say.
For real. He puts everyone to shame.
Yeah, he's an excellent dancer. Yeah. Anyway, there you are. Tom Holland for me.
Tom Holland as the most potential daddy that ever did daddy.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
All right. Who else have you got on your list?
I have none other than Jason Momoa.
Oh, yes, he was my next one. He's the last one that I have on my list. So I'm glad you finished with him.
Look, Aquaman. The tattoos.
Ooh.
The buff.
The eyes.
The eyes. The scar on his face.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, he's seen some shit.
It's all doing it for me, yes.
Ooh. And the fact that he's just like this weird ball of positivity in person.
Yeah.
You just
he's like,
what the fuck?
And like I imagine he would be one of those people who would like walk into a room and automatically that room would just be 1,000% better.
Yeah, 100%. I've seen, like, have you seen the footage of him sneaking up on Henry Cavill at a red carpet. Yeah. Yeah. And he's just behind him. He's got the cheekiest grin on his face and he's like ready to just like glomp attack him.
Yeah.
And the fact that whenever he sees Emilia Clarke,
mm-hmm.
he just like sweeps her up in his arms and calls her wifey.
So cute.
They had less than one season together on a TV show, but they are like bonded for life.
Bless Absolutely.
Them. So Jason Momoa as Aquaman, you can't get more daddy than like a soft boy who looks like he could kill you.
Yeah, you're right. I think now that you've described him like that, he probably is the super daddy to defy all super daddies purely because of that. Like yeah. you would see him coming towards you and you'd be like, fuck, 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 fuck. And then he would open his mouth to talk and you'd be like, damn.
Yeah, okay. That's right. That's right.
Yep. Yep.
So it's like he would be the most intimidating person.
Mm.
Like if he had daughters and they brought boyfriends or girlfriends home.
Yep.
Oh, Lord, they would be terrified looking at him, but then he would probably just give them the biggest hug.
Yeah.
Make it's like them a meal and sit them down and be like, who are you? What's your story? What are you all about?
Yeah. It's like the opposite of the scene out of Men in Black.
Yes. That's what exactly, would play out. Exactly. Exactly.
Poor Reggie.
Oh, Reggie.
I love Reggie. That. Jason Momoa, absolutely. He was the last super daddy I had on my list, so I don't have anybody else. Do you have anyone else you'd like to discuss?
God, okay, yes, I do.
Great.
I want to talk a minute, just a minute.
Just a hot minute.
Just a hot minute. A sexy minute.
Sexy minute. A super daddy minute. Yes. Yeah.
About our very own.
Ooh, Hugh I know where Jackman. You're going. Yes, 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 ma'am.
Ooh, this is another guy who looks like he could kill you. But he's
but then would tap dance around you.
Goofball. Yeah. He's just a goofball. He'd break out into song.
Mm-hmm.
He'd take some maracas and you'd shake your maracas back.
It's like it's a mating dance.
It's just a ritual, really.
Mm-hmm.
Should be documented.
It should.
But yeah,
a man of many talents.
Yeah, I think he's a real man's man.
Yeah.
Because he's not my personal cup of tea, but I really feel like if we didn't talk about Hugh Jackman, the fandom, every fandom would come and rise up against us and be like, you didn't fucking mention Wolverine.
It's true. His abs are super impressive. Look, like, honestly.
And he is a man's man. He's a man's man. So for you men out there, look, we appreciate Hugh Jackman as well.
We do.
Mm-hmm. We do.
I really love how much he loves his wife, Deb.
Oh my God.
I feel like that is an attribute that I really adore.
That is a massive attribute. Guys out there, again, take note, love your wife.
Yeah.
Just absolutely. Like love the shit out of her. Hype her up.
Yeah. Be her personal hype man and she will be her personal hype woman.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be your cheerleader. You be the hype.
Cheerleader
man.
Is a better word.
Cheerleader. Yeah. It's okay. I've got you, Amy. It's fine.
It's been a long week.
It's been a very long week for both of us.
It's true.
Oh, holy Jesus.
Hugh Jackman. Yes, absolutely. Hugh that's a great
Jackman.
One. Who else have you got on your list? I love this.
Oh, my God. I love everything about this week. You know what I love the most?
What?
Is that oh, goodness me, is that we...
You've had too much wine.
I've had too much wine and we've been able to come back as Fangirling because, you know, our the show format keeps changing.
It does.
Bless Troy. We weren't talking about
but
it.
We adapt. We need to learn the best thing for us and what works for peeps.
And you know what we have realized as a team, as a Comic Confidential team, is that we really just need to go with what suits us the most.
Yep.
And what, you know, what combinations work the best. And I think, honestly, people just really missed fangirling.
I know I did.
So
no, I totally agree. No, I love it.
You know
it's good to be back.
But on in terms of super daddies, because I was stalling there for a second because my list wouldn't load.
Oh, excellent.
Let's be real.
Seamless. That was absolutely seamless. Thanks. Well done.
Yeah, it was. It didn't sound like I was just talking out of my ass at all. Listen, I love James Marsden as Cyclops.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm just going to rapid fire some out at you now.
Shoot
them
out.
Yeah. James Marsden as Cyclops. I'm also, you know what? Let's give a shout out to Mr. Robert Downey Jr.
Ooh, RDJ, the OG.
The OG. Iron Man. Love that guy. You know what? I'll even go, even though I'm mad at Star-Lord, Chris Pratt, for God's sake. There's too many Chris's in this world.
Too many Chris's. Chris Pratt. I am still mad at Star-Lord.
But Chris Pratt, you know what? You're freaking daddy as well. Paul Rudd doesn't age. Massive daddy vibes.
That man looks the same as he did in Clueless as he does in Ant-Man.
It's so rude. It's so rude. Okay, so some people, not me, like Deadpool.
Look, Ryan Reynolds, I will say, is a super. He's
but
a daddy.
A lot more people like Ryan Reynolds, and I'm on board with that. Yes, I love Ryan Reynolds. Fine, he plays some sort of a super anti-hero fucking bullshit thing. Fine, he's a super daddy. All right, we'll go with it. Super daddy. Okay, so more rapid fire. No, do I have any other for rapid fire? I don't think I do. I think I'm pretty much done.
Excellent. Wrapping it up. I love that. Well, that was fun.
Does anybody think that Andrew Garfield is no?
Look, listen. Remember when those movies came out, I thought that Andrew Garfield was all the rage because he was kind of like a dorky, weirdly
awkward type. Daddy, is he?
He's not daddy, but I don't think he's hot, if that makes any sense at all. I think he's still quite an attractive man. I think it's because he's tall and like fit.
I guess.
There you go. I tried my best.
You really tried to come to bat for him, but I just don't. I can't do it.
I felt like it didn't work. So sorry, Andrew. I tried my best.
If anybody comes for us, don't at us. No. By the way, we have not mentioned Tom Hiddleston in this.
No.
He's not a hero, guys.
Nah, he's a villain.
He's a villain. Yeah. Anti-hero, whatever. He's not a superhero.
No.
Loki's not a superhero, so we're not talking about Tom Hiddleston today.
Friend. Also, I don't find – well, I'm just going to go back on what you just said, and I'm going to say I don't find Tom Hiddleston's Loki attractive. No. I think Tom Hiddleston is attractive. He's an attractive man.
Yeah.
Something about Loki, I just am like, doesn't do it for me.
No,
I like Loki. Don't get me wrong.
Look, Loki's fine. It's just that he's not a sexy man.
No.
He's not a sexy man. Hey, look, are there any? This is what I want to know from you. Okay, really randomly. Okay. You get no seconds to prepare.
I never perform well under this pressure, Rachel. You know this. Anyway, let's see what comes out of my mouth.
Are there any characters? Characters that we haven't mentioned, so like in their cartoony, comic-y form.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I know.
Come on, let's go. Any superhero comic characters that we haven't mentioned that Nightwing. Are daddy? Who?
Nightwing. Nightwing. Ooh, Nightwing.
Girl, Nightwing.
Yep. I'm happy with myself. I came up with a good answer.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Nightwing is a mysterious, attractive man.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Nightwing. So, listen, Nightwing is in
Titans? No.
Titans right now?
Is he in Titans?
I'm pretty sure.
Listen, I'm not caught up.
Or is that 100% Robin?
I don't know. I'm the wrong person to ask about this because I haven't watched the latest season.
I'm pretty sure that he's at least evolved into Nightwing by now.
Okay, so we could then say, Brendan Thwaites would be a super daddy.
But he's still quite young, isn't he?
Brendan Thwaites? I feel like he's like my age. Let me just ask Google over here, which I'm getting really good at in doing on the fly. And also, Brendan Thwaites is 32.
Oh, 32.
Yes. Daddy material. Thank you, ma'am. He's
Thank
also
you,
from
ma'am.
Where we're from.
Yeah, he is from where we're from.
Maybe. My husband will listen to this later and be like, what the fuck is she talking about? This bitch has got no chance.
You know what? So rude. She has every chance.
I'm a catch.
I got
as I
your
sit here.
Back, baby.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. I feel like that was a good summary of Super Daddies, and I feel like we might be done.
I think we might be done too.
Yeah. That was so much fun. That was a great topic to come back on.
I'm really glad to be back with you, Amy.
Me? Yeah. Me too.
I really am. So I
albeit think, virtually at this point in time, but.
Yeah, that's okay.
Nevertheless.
But we will be back in one fortnight. But next week, you can catch Cade and Troy together.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so,
we can.
And they will be coming at you with. The newly formatted show with news and all of these other cool, really awesome topics, and it's going to be a little bit more structured. Amy and I, we're very go with the flow.
We're loosey-goosey, man.
We're loosey-goosey, baby, but the guys, they've got this covered.
So we're going to spice it up each week.
Yeah, so if you want to know all of the latest in, like, pop culture, superhero, geek fandom, and you want to be totally up to date with, like, the current news, that's – you want to listen to the guys. But if you need just – you know what? Just a little bit of a release. Just a little bit of, like, entertainment just for fun. But still in that geeky – pop culture vein, then we've got you covered. So suggestion is that you listen each and every single week, because we're
keeping
things interesting for you, and I think that's going to do it for today. So Comic Confidential is going to be back with a brand new episode with Cade and Troy next week. In the meantime, if you've liked what you've heard, why not do some things for us. Amy, what can people do?
They can hit the subscribe button, because we love that shit.
We fucking love
they
it.
They can leave us a review on whatever platform you like. Any review, we love it.
That's
Come on,
right.
Tell your friends. Tell your family.
No,
tell your mum.
You know what? Oh, no, not any review, Amy. We want
stars. We want a 5-star review, guys. Anything less.
Don't give
1-star. Hey, Amy.
Don't give us a shitty review, for the love of God.
I mean, I'd still read it, because I'd probably be entertained. But yeah, 5-star review, guys. We appreciate them. We appreciate you. As I said, tell your friends, tell your family. You can join our Facebook listener community by searching the Comic Confidential listener community on Facebook.
That's right.
Among many other things you can do for us. There
we
you go.
Interact there.
Yes, we do.
So, Amy, sorry, I interact there.
I'm not good at social media, okay? I feel like I should be being the youngest of this whole podcasting troupe, but I'm really the shittest.
You are.
I'm really bad at it.
You're so bad at it.
And I'm sorry, it's just who I am as a person, and I will try my best to do better.
Every now and then she just kind of pops up. And
everyone gets scared and forgets who I am.
That's right. They're like, who the fuck is this?
Who's Amy? Oh, Amy. Got it.
But anyway. Guys, if you want to get in contact with us, just join in the conversation. The links to all our socials are in the show notes. So, you know, go ahead. You know what? Finally, Comic Confidential is part of the CC Radio Network. We've got so many great shows, like The Countdown with Paul and Wayne. We've got Believe, hosted by the shaved Yowie himself, Cade Moya.
Oh, yeah.
All you need to do to hear all of this and more is head to ccradio.com.au to check them out. So, you know, that's it.
That's done.
Thanks for listening, guys. As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And this has been Comic Confidential.
See ya.
Bye.
Daddy, no!
Daddy! Yes!